On Robinhood Radio, I'm joined today by Jen Crane, who is the chairman of the North Canaan Events Committee. We're here to talk about Railroad Days in North Canaan, which is halfway over at this point, but the bigger part of the pie is right in front of us. So tell us what's coming up.
Sure. So Railroad Days does continue on through this coming weekend. We have the carnival coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The carnival is running from 6 to 10 with wristbands at $25 a piece. And then on Saturday, the 20th, the carnival will start at 3 and run until 10 with wristbands being $35 a piece. The 20th is our biggest day. That is when the Fireman's Parade will be happening, the Fireman's Boot Drive. The train, Housatonic Railroad, has a lot of things happening. We are going to have six or seven pieces of equipment rolling into town. It will be displayed on the tracks. It's equipment that people haven't seen in years, or it's been refurbished, or it's being borrowed from a museum. So that's going to be very exciting. Some of the equipment, people can even board and tour the equipment. We're going to have, after the Fireman's Parade and after trophies, there's going to be a presentation out back done by Dave Jacobs from the Falls Village Historic Society, and it's everything about trains and the railroad and North Canaan. So that's going to be on a blow-up screen out behind the depot, and that will be very exciting. And then that will help us bridge the gap, bringing us up to the drone show. The drone show will be at 9:15. There is a link on our North Canaan YouTube page. The link will also be coming out on our Facebook page, which is North Canaan Events Committee. And that link will provide the music during the drone show. So if you time starting the link for the music at 9:15, it will coincide with the drone show. And then after the drone show commences, it will be the fireworks show. So from 6 to 10, we do close the road from traffic light to traffic light, and people will flood the roads walking between the carnival and the depot and some of the events that are going on at both locations. There'll be a lot of food trucks down at the carnival. The Roaming Railroad will provide rides after the parade goes through. The yoga studio is having an open house. They moved down a door. They're on Railroad Street. Their open house is in the evening. The schedules are available.
Yes.
In print. There's also a online link at our website. There's an online link at our Facebook page. There's an online link at our North Canaan town page. So we've really been working hard trying to get the word out there with different events and different activities that are going on. Oh, I did forget one thing on the 20th, and that is the church's chicken dinner, the chicken barbecue, and you do need to have a ticket for that, and it sells out almost every year. So you should definitely inquire about a ticket early.
Where would you inquire for that ticket?
That would be at their church office. You have to call the church.
I'm sorry, St. Martin of Tours Parish.
Correct.
Yeah, and you should be able to find that online. So Saturday is an extremely busy day. One of the things, now, I'm not sure, we always come to the fireworks over there.
Okay.
We haven't missed it in years because it's always spectacular beyond. But the drone show is a new thing.
Yes, and that is, that came about, this is our 60th anniversary.
Yes.
Of Railroad Days, and we are trying to do many things different or bring back some of the old favorites. So that's how that came about.
Well, those drone shows, for anyone who's not familiar, are spectacular. It boggles my mind how they can control all these drones and create the images that they do in the sky. And the idea, too, that you're adding the music via links so people can tune in with their phones and all. We're going real high tech on this one.
Well, so we're not a traditional audience, typically. So just to give you a little background information on our particular drone show, for those folks that watch AGT, on June 4th, they won the Golden Buzzer. It's called Sky Elements. They're out of Texas. The performance that they did on AGT was over 1,000 drones. We are definitely scaled back. We only have 150. It will still be very impressive. There's some really great images that are going to be projected, and some of them are going to do some fun things. So it's I don't know. It's going to be great. It's exciting to have something new and something so different for our audience.
Absolutely.
But typically, they are performing for a dedicated audience, meaning it is in one location.
Yeah.
That is not true for Canaan. So we know that we have audiences in a 360 view because that's what they're typically doing for fireworks. So as we discussed with the drone company, they actually put a pivot into our presentation where typically it's just a 2D screen. And with that pivot, it's going to allow more viewing locations. So there will be some people that will see some images in reverse, but the majority of the audiences will be seeing a straight-on view.
Well, this would be true test of their capabilities now.
So, correct.
And that's, it'll be fun no matter what. I mean, I have to give it to Canaan Railroad Days. The finale on the Saturdays has always been just over the top. And then it looks like this year you're going to go far over the top.
Bigger and better, yep.
So on Saturday, the actual start of this, the first event is the annual fly-in.
Correct, yes.
And
I should have mentioned that. So that is their second annual fly-in. They do run the morning and the afternoon, so you're 100% correct. That would be the first activity of the day.
Yeah, and then that's followed. Now, this one really fascinates me, a rail-cutting contest.
Yeah,
and that's
so again, second
not for
annual.
Everybody.
They did it last year, and it was extremely popular, lots of attendees. So Gas Pro hosts that. It's actually at their location.
Okay, and their location is at 551 Ashley Falls Road.
Correct.
All right, so if you want to see some fancy torch work, you can head out there at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then, of course, that follows with the boot drive. You've got a tag sale and coloring for kids at the Depot Museum. I mean, the day is just full. You could literally come to North Canaan and spend your entire day there.
Yes. And there will be definitely places that have indoor activities. Under the pavilion, we will have tables and chairs set up so that you could eat from one of the food trucks or one of the carnival vendors. So we are trying to provide, you know, some indoor activities and some shade as well.
Yeah, everybody's kicked in for it. I also see at C.A. Lindell's, there's going to be a grilling demonstration.
That is a pretty tasty food that they do over there.
I can imagine, you know, and a demonstration. Maybe we'll all learn how to grill better than what we do now. I mean, sometimes my grill becomes somewhat of a disaster. It's either not hot enough or too cold, you know the story. So,
yep.
Free showing of the movie Jaws at 2 p.m. at the Colonial Theater.
And that's actually the second movie that they're doing during Railroad Days. The first movie was Finding Nemo, and it sold out.
I can imagine. So on that one, you do have to have a reservation ahead of time, yes?
So they are suggesting that you get a ticket ahead of time because we're finding out a lot of these free movies, when they get sponsored, are selling out because there's only so many tickets available.
Yeah, absolutely. And I assume you go to CanaanColonial.com for that.
Correct.
All right. So anybody who wants to see a free showing of Jaws, get on the web and reserve your seat. Accordion music on the deck. That's an interesting one. Music and tours of our accordion museum.
Very impressive if you have not been to see Paul. He is full of knowledge. He also, I believe, has some other people coming in to play that day, so there will definitely be live music on the deck.
Well, so now this museum is located in the old railroad station?
Correct. Yep, he's been there, I believe, 4 years now.
I had no idea, because I love accordion music.
Oh, it is really incredible. You would not believe the display that he has.
That's from 2 to 8 p.m.
And it's indoor.
Indoor, yes. We have to think of indoor, outdoor here because Lord knows what the weather is going to be every day now.
Well, some people might need that relief from the heat.
I understand this is your first year running the event. How is it that you became the head of all this?
Well, John Lannon, who has done Canaan Railroad Days for decades now, stepped down in the fall, and we started off with co-chairs, and then it has since transitioned to just a single chair, which is me. I've been involved in the committee for the last 15 years, so I typically have been doing the kid events during Railroad Days, and then organically just took on everything else that came with it.
Good for you.
Thank you.
This is almost a monumental task. 2 weeks of coordination and energy to make this all come together and to pull it off without a hitch.
It takes
a lot of time, a lot of coordination, and bless you for being able to step up to the plate and put together an ambitious schedule like this. Everyone should appreciate that, and we say thank you to you for that.
Well, thank you. We are always looking for new members to join our committee, and that does not mean that you need to attend every meeting. A member could be someone who just has a passion in a certain event. A member could be someone who just wants to offer some hand-on support. Maybe it's when we're decorating the town with the corn stalks or, you know, another such event. It might be helping put up lawn signs. It might be helping go around and get sponsorships. So there's many different ways that people can get involved. Some people like to be involved in the planning. Some people just want to be involved in carrying out the activity. And we welcome all of the above.
So we emphasize right now, we're talking about the North Canaan Events Committee, which is an umbrella that covers more than just Railroad Days.
Correct.
And so there's coordination of activities for the community to draw people to the community throughout the year. So now, if someone wants to become involved, how do they contact or how do they touch bases to say, hey, look, I'd like to come on board?
They can do it in many different ways. We actually, our monthly meeting at the North Canaan Town Hall is the fourth Monday of every month, and we meet at 5:30. It's also available on Zoom, which is a published link that goes out on Facebook. We have our own Facebook page, North Canaan Events Committee. We have our own website, northcananeventscommittee.org. So they can reach out to any of the above. If they know another committee member, word of mouth. There's a lot of different ways that folks can reach out. They could just show up at an event and ask how they can help or ask how they get involved.
And you will not say no, will you?
No, we will not. We will welcome them with open arms.
Well, thank you so much for this time, Jen, and maybe we can do this again sometime since you're planning on other events.
Yes,
periodically,
we
can get together and talk about those on the radio and keep you up there in the public spotlight.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, and good luck with the grand finale of Railroad Days, and thank you for all you do. Canaan Railroad Days is on until Saturday, July 20th. For more event information, visit northcananeventscommittee.org.